Presented by Listen Headlines. Latest financial news from trusted sources.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business. June 11, 001 America, New York. Auto parts maker resisting recall request had workplace safety woes. Arc Automotive. The Chinese-owned maker of 67 million airbag inflators that regulators want recalled, has faced safety violations and litigation over allegedly flawed parts.
Global Economy. June 11, 00 America, New York. Surge in STIs in England sparks anxiety over reproductive health. Other charts of the week. Foreign graduates, overcrowding in Europe, UK emissions and global trade restrictions. Daily FX Market News.
June 11, 00 America, New York. Crude oil prices look to U.S. data for guidance as OPEC news fades. Crude oil prices shift attention towards the U.S. for short-term directional bias coming off a quiet week of trading.
BBC News Business.
June 10, 1900 America, New York. Five reasons why mortgages are getting us down. Rising mortgage rates are causing a headache for homeowners and buyers. So what is behind the maelstrom?
Global Economy.
June 10, 1600 America, New York. Economists predict at least two more U.S. rate rises to quell stubborn inflation. Experts polled by the FT say Fed will need to take tougher action than markets expect to cool economy.
Marginal Revolution.
June 10, 1500 America, New York. Virtue signaling on Twitter. We study whether tweets about racial justice predict the offline behaviors of nearly 20,000 U.S. academics. In an audit study, academics that tweet about racial justice discriminate more in favor of minority students than academics that do not tweet about racial justice.
Marginal Revolution.
June 10, 1215 America, New York, Saturday assorted links. 1. Negative real wage growth accounts for negative macroeconomic perceptions. 2. Those new, Chinese, service sector jobs. 3. Octopuses redesign their own brains when they get cold.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
June 10, 1207 America, New York. Nike broke up with retailers. Now it's trying to win them back. The sneaker maker's strategy seeks to shed excess product as inflation pinches consumers' budgets.
BBC News Business.
June 10, 1201 America, New York. Crispin O'Day. City boss quits firm after sexual misconduct claims. Crispin O'Day, a prominent hedge fund boss, strenuously denies the allegations.
Daily FX Market News.
June 10, 12 o'clock America, New York. Gold weekly forecast. Gold, ZAU, USD zero prices delicately poised heading into blockbuster week. A pivotal week ahead not just for gold prices but markets as a whole. Will the FOMC meeting see gold return to the $2,000 handle or will the long-awaited retest of $1,900 finally materialize?
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
June 10, 1140 America, New York, Violence, Our Brains, and Our Darkest Selves. Russ Roberts hosts this episode of Econ Talk with guest Eric Jacobus. Jacobus is a stuntman, actor, and martial artist who also produces action codes for movies and video games.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
June 10, 10 o'clock America, New York. Railroads offer paid sick leave, better work conditions after years-long efficiency push. Union Pacific, CSX and Norfolk Southern agree to labor-friendly policies to ease staffing strains.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
June 10, 9:30 America, New York. A stunning subsidy graph. This week, the civil grand jury for Monterey County issued its report on the Monterey Salinas Transit. It was tasked with answering a specific question. Go here if you want to read more about the question and the grand jury's answer.
Marginal Revolution.
June 10, 721 America, New York. Free formatting for all on first submission. Many years ago I was incredulous when my wife told me she had to format a paper to meet a journal's guidelines before it was accepted. Who could favor such a dumb policy? In economics, the rule is you make your paper look good, but you don't have to fulfill all the journal's guidelines until after the paper is accepted.
Global Economy.
June 10, 6 o'clock America, New York. We need new tools to predict climate risks. Unprecedented change means we must devise different approaches to complement traditional statistical methods.
New York Times Business.
June 10, 501 America, New York. Mortgage transfers pick up as a way to beat rising rates. Real estate agents are pushing sub 3% mortgages as an amenity, just like marble countertops or a view of the mountains. Experts caution that mortgage transfers from seller to buyer can come with risks.
New York Times Business.
June 10, 5 o'clock America, New York, AI or nuclear weapons. Can you tell these quotes apart? Many experts on artificial intelligence are warning of its potential dangers and calling for regulation, just as others once did with the atomic bomb. The mushroom cloud from a nuclear bomb test in 1952.
New York Times Business.
June 10, 5 o'clock America, New York, the AI revolution will change work. Nobody agrees how. The tally of how many jobs will be affected by world-changing technology is different depending on who you ask.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
June 9, 1438 America, New York, the wolf is getting closer. Over the past 90 years, the public has frequently been warned that the U.S. budget deficit would lead to an economic crisis. As in the famous story about the boy who cried wolf, they eventually began to tune out those warnings.